Well, September may be over and we may be in the month of October, but certain months just come with certain kind of memories that last a lifetime. It keeps you going, keeps you ticking, and keeps you thinking that life is it's more like a bed of roses, and there's nothing wrong with being alive, and you can go out and feel like nothing can ever go wrong. But that's not exactly what life preaches. The beauty of life always lies in the difficult moments, because you come out stronger and you know life can serve up better moments as well. That's not anything close to philosophical talk. It's just me playing with words. Good evening, Lagos, Nigeria, and beyond. Welcome to another riveting edition of Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. You know, when it's a couple of minutes past 7 p.m., it's time for the sports team to take over conversations. We drop all of the hard facts and all of the sunny conversations, and of course, the conversations that make you go, what's up? And we do Game On because it certainly is time to talk sports. We let down our hair and talk about things in a calm and serene way that gets you excited and ready for your jolly good night's sleep. Welcome. I am Samuel Victor Ackman. I've got Chuma Nolly alongside me. Together, we'll have about 2 hours or thereabouts to give you the best of conversations, give you our silver, our gold, and our widow's mite. We are not widows anyway. And our little what do they call it? Widow's mite as well. And I'm sure you will be most delighted to take it. We've got limited time, so let's say good evening, hello, and welcome to Chuma Nolly, who's here. Chuma, good to see you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, Sam, huge pleasure being by your side this Thursday evening. And like I told you, it's a day that Nigerians would love to be listening to Game On more than ever before, mm-hmm. for nothing as regards the Super Eagles of this country of ours. So I'm happy to be outside, my brother, and make we see what's in Drogo Tratos.
All right, let me officially apologize on national radio. I no send prep. And that was because I no say draws good day. Yeah.
To be fair,
so let's just focus on that. And also, true. There's the little matter of my Ogao was supposed to do this, that Dean, that off his phone. But anyway, we'll get through it. I cast them on national radio.
Well, hello.
Well, guys, what are we going to be talking about today? The draws for the 2024 African Cup of Nations is going to happen in a few hours, and we're going to be focusing on that, building up to the biggest fallouts, or you know, preview into what will happen today, the entertainment part of it, the sporting side of it, and of course the focus is also going to be on who Nigeria could possibly get in the draw. We're going to look back on previous Nations Cup as well and see what brings to your mind fun memories, what you remember most about Nations Cup tournaments, which is your favorite, and of course the best players, all of that. Let's just play around that today as we wait and hope that Nigeria gets, Chuma, some say we should get a difficult draw based on where we are. Others say because we are looking to win it, we should get an easy draw. At what point does it make it easy to get a difficult opponent? I'm talking Egypt, Senegal, and the North African side. At what point should we be getting there? The beginning, the middle, or the final, if we ever get there?
I think that, you know, it's a two-way thing. One school of thought could argue that the more difficult it is for you as you start, the easier it gets, because you're going to knock out these guys early. If you can knock the guys out, that's the point here. But I think that, you know, start slowly, you know. We saw Argentina lose to Saudi Arabia in their first game of Qatar 2022. Mm-hmm. And that was them having to wake up from their slumber, that if a nation as small as Saudi Arabia, footballing-wise, when you want to put them on the same pedestal with Argentina, are able to beat us, then, guys, we need to wake up immediately and start winning. You know, so that's a point. So sometimes you want to start slowly, just so that you get into your groove in time to win the trophy itself. Some of the times too, that easy group Phoebe Wahala, because we know what happened in AFCON 2021. We're bragging, group stage champions, 9 points out of nine.
And then
next
we went
thing,
to sleep.
We saw Tunisia. To us, they look like Inasia, even though we're playing them in Africa and not in Asia.
And we needed momentum and we didn't have it. So guys, let's talk about that one. At what point would you like a difficult opponent to come Nigeria's way? The beginning, like Chuma said, Argentina did it in 2022. They started off with an easy opponent in Saudi Arabia. But then Saudi Arabia got the victory of the tournament, but Argentina got the essence of the tournament by bagging home the trophy. And Saudi Arabia, I'm not even sure they even remember they beat Argentina at this point in time. But it is what it is for Nigeria. We've had it the difficult way. Last tournament, like Chuma also said, we started with Egypt, went through it, and then when we saw another difficult opponent, we couldn't really get through the tournament. So guys, welcome to the broadcast. Like we said, we're going to be building up to that draw. Also, what you have mentioned is the fact that you listening to me, yes, I'm talking to you respectfully, you can be part of the conversation. 0700 993 993 993, ladies, 01465 7190. We're live on WhatsApp 0809597 5805, on X at Nigeria Info FM on X. It's imperative that you use the hashtag Game On, and of course 5G Live when you're sending messages on X, so we can easily pick them out and read them on the show today. Also, at 8:30 p.m. will be the Femi and the Gang podcast show. Yes, it's not the league weekend, but we still got tips for you to build up to the weekend that will come next weekend in the Premier League, and of course other leagues across Europe as well. So remember that Emmanuel Etim and of course the regular anchors will be here live from London to serve you. Is it London or Merseyside? They shall be outside.
Oh, join.
Yeah, bro. Oh, join.
Last UK.
UK, long. So they'll be here to serve you what you need, expert tips in terms of your captain choices and the players you should sell and keep, and all of that ahead of the next weekend's Premier League action as well. And of course, from 9 p.m. Sports Night will take over from Femi and the Gang. Wale and Yemi and the guys will be here for that. Again, 30,000 Naira up for grabs on the show tonight, courtesy of our friends at Lasho Trading. They call it One Play. And I certainly one play you want to play every day, because it gets to reward you with money if you are lucky. But remember, like we always say, you get to play responsibly, right? And of course, you play with as much as you can lose. 200 Naira is the minimum you can stake, and you get to win on the show if the system likes your name and likes your face and likes your phone number. It picks it, and you get to win on the show today. So there's plenty to get through on the show today. But before we get right into it, let's say good evening and welcome as well to David Okwara, who's here. David, you disappeared for a while. Why David like to sit down for mics? I don't understand.
I didn't see that.
Even our problem.
I like it here.
Yeah. See the pitch. Now they do what they do. So you get come here, because that's your concourse on that.
Yeah, you see? So you guys come here. Yes, you got.
Okay.
You got. Eh?
Bele.
You just come. You don't realize it, then do that. Then
that place, Chuma, is as well that we like to be.
But he always wants to swallow people's audio with his own audio.
Okay.
Intimidation.
Doesn't it sound better like this?
Actually, it doesn't.
Is life coming to an end now that you're sitting there?
Sam, you are the one.
I just want to check now.
You are the one with the yam and the knife. You can cut it away. See, if you tell me to go under the table here, I will do it.
Yeah, go.
No, now, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Well, because I now give you compliments. You now
give me a mile, a yard, I take a mile.
Yeah, you said I disappeared for a bit. It's good for a man to disappear from time to time. You know, good, to recalibrate.
All right.
Anyways, it's good to be here this evening. And what have you guys discussed? What's cooking? What's cooking in the world of football?
I'm just going to look at the Nations Cup draws that are going to go down.
Oh, yeah, in a couple of hours, right?
Yep.
Last I checked, it was like 6.
Why did he even answer himself? Where was he when you were doing intro for sure? He's not asking you what are people
doing. I don't even understand.
I'm just pulling his legs.
I think I'm becoming too nice to David.
How can I not know what's going on? Can somebody cook
with... I know both of you are chiefs of banter staff, so I just had to...
Journalists like you don't know who's in there.
I like the fact that I'm not going to banter.
What's that?
No, let's...
What do you mean by that?
So you ask me...
No. When I ask next time, you
David,
answer
wait,
me.
David, wait. Give
when
me,
I ask wait, next time, you must answer wait. Me.
Give me one other thing that is topical in the world of sports today.
I should give you one more thing that is topical.
Yeah.
Somebody, Yaya Toure, commented about Hazard's
bomb. That was 4 days ago.
That was not four days ago. That was yesterday.
I saw that video 4 days ago.
Not a video. No. Sam, the comment was just yesterday.
You're not current.
They've sacked Rudy Garcia.
That one is old news.
It's not old news. You stop that. See,
David, one story that is trending today,
Sam,
that everybody is talking
Sam,
about.
Sam, what do you mean? What do you mean about that? What do you,
one story, David.
I'm allowed to speak bad English. What do you mean about that?
One headline, David. One.
I'm giving you headlines now. You
that's
are,
old news.
In your eyes, there's nothing that is headline that I will say. Yes, it's true. Because they've sacked Rudiger. The thing is not official yet.
Then Rudiger.
And it's, so Rudy Garcia now. Would you allow me finish? What's your name? You don't know that God is still
David
judging
is a,
people.
David is a problem. David, you're a problem.
They've not officially sacked him.
Uncle, my own favorite headline. Sorry, no vex. I know you are Garcia with Rudy Garcia. Yeah. But Rivers United, as we beat Remo Stars. Rivers United, why the support?
See, now news be that.
2-0. Ah, Oshie, Andy Okpe.
There is nothing Chuba will say here that will not be. If he said that Tinubu became president. You will say, wow, that's news.
If I told him Djokovic won the US Open, he would say,
that's news.
Did we not know that Rudy was going to be fired? After him being the substitute of Simeone, we don't know if they're going to come. We knew
he shouldn't be hired in the first place.
Tell us what my neighbor's girlfriend that doesn't know anything about sports should know that is trending now.
Conte said they should pay him 8 million.
Conte is not relevant.
Then Aurelio De La Renta said, how can you ask me for 8 million? Do you know how much for Fuer? And I said, okay.
That's so 2016, okay. David.
That's not 2016. I'm telling you what they talked about.
Wait. Do you even remember who won the Serie A in 2016?
I remember now.
5 seconds. Everybody 5 seconds. Knows. 5 seconds. Use 5 seconds.
How can I not know?
All right.
What is this?
David, you need to humble this guy back.
Why are you looking
later?
Me less?
Okay. Later, you're humbling
wait.
Back.
No. I can't treat the
we've got a break
young
about,
ones
we've got
like
a break
that.
In about 7 minutes. But David, let's do this. If you can answer me one question in 5 seconds.
I will smoke you. Let's go.
I like the fact that you brag. One, just five. You've
I
got
smoke
5
you.
Seconds.
Let's
answer.
Go.
It's a current affairs in the world of sport.
Let's
5
go.
Seconds.
Let's go.
Okay. What's on the cards? What do you get? What do I get? If you answer correctly, what do you get?
I will arrange for groceries for you.
Oh wow!
Thank you.
Groceries.
Thank
you. You don't know what groceries is.
I hope it's not Garisha, the one is.
It's groceries now.
No, carry me, go Papa. Shout out to Papa, by the way. Anyway, but
how much is one pack of Chicken Republic again for this guy?
You are giving free promo.
When you go play for the advert, no way. I'm gonna see you.
Anyway, let's get right to
it.
David, who scored the 50th goal in?
What kind of setup is this?
It's a popular question. Who scored the 50th goal at the 2002 World Cup?
Oh boy.
Five.
God does not judge you this year.
Asansas. Hakansuko.
If God does not judge you this year, let me know what cost
15
is.
Seconds, you never even answer.
Let me just throw the guess out there.
Ronaldo de Lima.
Rivaldo. Rivaldo call. Cornelioni.
Who is the person?
Bro, stop keeping us in a dilemma. Is it de Lima?
That thing that is on your tab is your friend. You can use it.
Sam, if you don't answer this question, you will lose credibility today.
Lagos, Nigeria.
That you're asking questions you can't answer.
They know me. They know me. I have
you
credibility.
You will lose credibility today.
I may not be nice, but I've got street credibility.
That's all. I'm telling you now.
I see.
Stop doing reforming baby tumor. We don't care. If you don't answer this question now.
Wait, this show don't start. Yes, let me ask you.
All right, guys, enough of the plane. I'm just doing this because we've got a break in about 4 or 5 minutes. But
four or five minutes.
Yeah.
And you were playing.
I'm saying, man, it didn't.
Jesus. Why are you joking with
anyway,
us?
Guys, let's get right into the thick of things. We did talk about the fact that we're going to be focusing on the CAF African Cup of Nations draws that are going to be going live. We hear there's an A-list of former players that are going to be former and current players that are going to be part of the draw assistants. Our very own Genovi Mikel is going to be there. I think Sadio Mane is also
about
part
time.
Of there. Didier Drogba is also in there.
Sadio Mane?
Sadio Mane, yes.
Oh, okay, because he went to Saudi Arabia, they thought he has retired.
There's Didier Drogba, and of course, there's Akon. I hear Akon is going to be co-host.
Alongside Toure.
So, all right. So, Caf
is
looking for clout too.
Interesting tournament indeed. But on a scale of 1 to 10, Côte d'Ivoire hosting the tournament, how ready? I know we're not from Ivory Coast, but from what you're getting in terms of what we know them to be and how they can host a tournament, how excited are you that we are going to Central Africa, West Africa?
At least we can travel there.
West Africa, Côte d'Ivoire. What are you looking forward to? The culture, the food, the entertainment?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking yourself in Chuma.
The language.
The French.
I think the best thing about Côte d'Ivoire, for instance, is that, okay, for the fourth year running, for at least for the last two editions, we can travel to the Nations Cup. That's
it. Okay, it's close by. After
it's
Cameroon,
close by. It's actually literally.
But I love the one we did. We went by sea to which tournament will cross the river to?
It's across the river.
Yeah, the last AFCON we went. Was
no,
it the last
state,
one?
My friend. No, now one friend. My one of our qualifying games.
We crossed by boat.
That was last
by
year.
Boat.
Benin Republic.
Yeah. Benin.
It was Benin here.
Yeah. Remember that one?
They left from the harbour.
The port here.
Yeah.
And went.
Not the port. It's not a port.
Okay, harbour.
It's a harbour.
At least you don't know one thing. Why you know?
I told you I'll smoke you.
Okay, so you guys harbored them in Lagos.
All right. Interesting. But again, general questions about the African Cup of Nations. If you were to look at the sides that excite you the most, West Africa, East Africa, North Africa, or South African teams at the African Cup of Nations. I've always had a thing for the West African sides of the Nations Cup. Again, because of the language.
Okay. You know,
there's just a bias for me because of that.
Let's
language.
Act as if that's the truth.
There are more French-speaking countries on this part of the continent than anywhere else.
Anyway, than English.
You know, I grew up in all of my childhood, actually. You're not going
to
blame me. I grew up knowing
close
that Cameroon were West African nation. And then when I grew older, I realized they were Central African
were
nation. You know, because they share boundary with the Cross River, where I grew up, Bakassi. So it felt like, your neighbors to Nigeria now. You're sharing boundary with the Cross River state. Now, West African country you be. Only to realize later they were Central African. So that would take away a bit of juice from responding to your question. Mm. Because if this was you asking me this question 20 years ago, I'd say, West Africa, West because Africa. Cameroon didn't inside Ghana, Nigeria, you know. But now you're taking out Cameroon, you're taking out 5 Africa Cup of Nations titles.
Mm. Yes, but there's still enough.
You're leaving Ghana with 4, who have not won it since ancient of days.
1982.
You're leaving Nigeria with 3. So it now belittles a bit. You're leaving Mali with
Cote d'Ivoire have bronze.
And then, you know, of course, later it's 2015. You know, but it now takes a bit. And then you're now looking at those guys in North Africa. So yeah, Egypt alone, 7. Morocco get.
7.
Tunisia get. Algeria get.
Morocco only have 1.
Are they reason North Africa, bro?
North Africa.
Are they reason North Africa?
For you, North Africa?
No, I'm actually excited about the hosts themselves. Yeah.
Cote d'Ivoire.
Have you seen their squad? I'm looking
Certainly
at
not
Odilon.
The best we've seen them have in
years. Actually, they are really, really good on paper.
Okay.
Odilon Kusunu, everybody knows Ale, Wilfred Singo, Sangare has, obviously, he's been.
The Brighton winger, is he from there?
Which one? Adingra, yes.
Adingra, yeah.
He's actually in the squad now. Hamed Junior Traore. So many guys, I'm like,
That's a hard country with that, Nabi.
Yes, and he's still in the conversation. I mean, and then there's this guy that will never leave the conversation at this point, Max Alan Gradel.
That guy's still playing.
He keeps coming back. He won't die.
Well, again, his music is lasting like Adele. Sorry. Not Gradel.
Absolutely amazing. But guys, let's go on that first break. When we come back, there's more to talk about right here on Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. So much you can use. We did mention that there's money to be given away today on the show. You know the code. It's courtesy of OnePlay. It is *347*880*#. You dial that code and you get to follow the prompt. And you get to win money on the show today. We'll be doing the live draw between 8:45 and 8:55 p.m. The final 10 minutes of the show before we get to leave the studio in Didan. And I did tell you about the FPL podcast show. It's going to air in a few minutes. But let's go on that break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation on the African Cup of Nations as well as the other big stories in the world of sports. Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Throwback Thursday edition of the show. We are Femi and the gang. I am Samuel, reporting for duty in good company of Chuma Noli and, of course, David Okwara. We're taking you back to September and looking ahead to January, February, when the African Cup of Nations will be held in Cote d'Ivoire.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's Game On.
All right, guys, welcome back to Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang, Samuel, Chuma and David in the studio here to serve you the very latest in the world of sports and, of course, take your comments and reactions to the stories we're going to be discussing today on the show. Let's get right into it. Before the break, we were talking about the African Cup of Nations draw that is going to go down in a couple of minutes' time in Abidjan. And let's look at it. A heavyweight quartet of Africa's biggest current and former football superstars. I did tell you, Didier Drogba, Ashraf Hakimi, Sadio Mane, and of course, John Obi Mikel will be the draw assistants tonight in that particular one for the final draw of the African Cup of Nations Cote d'Ivoire 2023. The final draw will take place at the breathtaking brand new Parc des Expositions venue in Abidjan later today as the build-up to the 34th edition of the biggest event in on African soil reaches fever pitch. Now, the qualified teams for the final draws in Cote d'Ivoire include the host, Cote d'Ivoire, Algeria, Angola, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Congo DR, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, the Gambia, Ghana, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, Tanzania, Tunisia, and of course, Zambia. Now, many believe that qualified teams are the clearest indication that African football has greatly matured, leaving no space for minnows, as was the case in times past. Now, if we look at the amount of how many are they? 24?
24, yeah.
Yeah. If we look at the 24 teams in this tournament, does it give you the impression, Chuma, that there are still minnows in African football? I mean, you would say Tanzania, the Gambia, all of these guys playing. But I think this is the toughest set of 24 teams going to any particular Nations Cup we've seen in recent times.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something, which is that there are no debutants in this very AFCON. You know, we all thought that when CAF decided to expand the Nations Cup to 24 teams, it was going to give a chance to many countries that have not qualified for the competition to come through, right? And CAF has like 55 federations under its umbrella. And if there are 24 teams in this competition, if there are 24 teams in this competition, 24 plus 24 will take you to 48.
Yeah.
That's still less than 50% of the number of countries under CAF's umbrella. So the fact that you're having an AFCON with 24 teams and there still is no debutant means that there are as many as, 32 teams or so or thereabouts, you know, who still have found a way not to qualify for the Nations Cup in their history, in the entirety of the history of the Africa Cup of Nations, which you know, leaves, yeah, indeed, that's more than 50%, bro, who have still never tasted Nations Cup action. Even with the fact that it's now 24 teams. But we know that there's been a metamorphosis, you know, for the competition. As I went, Nigeria won it in 1994. We had 12 teams in the AFCON as at 1994. We had the expansion come through to 16 teams a few years after that one. And then, you know, so many years after, we're now talking about 24 teams in the competition. Of course, we had to wait for UEFA to do it before. We can't reason say make we follow drama. I don't understand why we always wait for UEFA, Sha. But, you know, in direct response to your question about the efficacy of these teams, I think that that somehow answers the question. The fact that everybody who's here has been here before. You know, just gives you that impression of, okay, perhaps it's one of the most the most high profile as to quality of teams. I'm one person who still thought that, you know, maybe we're not mature enough as a continent to go into 24 teams, because there are some games that will be annoying. You know, we're going to cover the AFCON on Nigerian football. Man, don't lie you. There are some games that will make you think twice. Which is even the same thing with the World Cup in Qatar itself. When now FIFA expanded the World Cup to 48 teams, games not going to make sense like that, I think, at least. So yeah, it's star-studded, Sam. It's star-studded. And it's really impressive, as I wrap up, to look at the fact that there's so much quality on the continent that a Super Eagles of Nigeria, for example, are not in Port 1. A Black Stars of Ghana are not in Port. Okay, you could say, okay, well, but they qualify for World Cup, but they're not in Port 1. You know, Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, who were champions as recently as 2017, are not in Port 1 as well. Port 1 has six teams, and these teams are not there. So it makes you appreciate the fact that, you know, the continent is blessed with some massive footballing nations that these names have mentioned, despite their past history, not just in the AFCON, but also in the World Cup in the past, somehow are not even good enough to be in the first spot for the AFCON. It shows us that there's quality on the continent, at least at the continental level. The problem now, when we're going to go world stage,
how do we translate it to that?
That's the point, yeah.